Well, a Monday morning, not the worst of weekends. Yeah, it was a little bit cool, but if I remember right, Mark Breen was telling us that we're going to get a little bit warmer this week than we did last week, and I think pretty much everybody's happy about that. Well, let's get our mind back on things. That weather update, by the way, will be in a half hour. Right now, we're having a chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, and joining us, as she did about a year ago, or a little under a year ago, we have Susan Rhodes, who is LICSW. And Susan, I'm going to ask you what that is in a sec, but she's a behavioral health specialist at NVRH. First off, good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning. Good morning. I appreciate that.
Well, I've got my cup of coffee. I don't know what your morning beverage is, but it is kind of early this morning. What is an LICSW? What's that stand for?
Oh, it is a licensed independent clinical social worker, which means I am trained and licensed to practice privately psychotherapy and work with, you know, kiddos and families and adults with, again, individual therapies.
Well, it seems that with that subject in mind, that over the past few years, and this isn't the first time it's happened, but over the past few years, it seems more and more folks are actually seeking out help for whatever, whether it's behavioral or mental health issues and such. Are you seeing the same thing, Susan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gosh, I mean, I'm just glad people are reaching out, which is amazing because it's such a big need.
Oh, it certainly is. And it seems like a lot of parents out there are seeking out help with their kids, too. And it's my understanding that that's one of the age groups that you specialize in. Now, in your practice, and again, I'll ask you now how long that's been, but who or what kinds of kids do you see out there in this field that are needing the most behavioral health assistance?
Great question. Well, I'm at the St. Johnsbury Pediatric Clinic affiliated with NVRH, and I've been there, gosh, just a little over a year now. And, you know, largely, what I get referrals or receive referrals for is anxiety. I mean, I feel like kids are really struggling with more anxiety nowadays with peers, with social, you know, just electronic social media, fitting in, peers, relationships, academic stress. There's just so much that I think kids and adults in general, we're all overstimulated and we're feeling more anxiety. So I would say that's a large part of my referrals or the types of patients I've been seeing. And then, of course, parents. I work with families, so parents will come in, too, with their younger children. And we work on skill building. We work on communication. We work on strategies for, you know, assisting with changed behaviors. So that's a large part, too. And a lot of kiddos, too, with this anxiety that I'm seeing, tend to present with a lot of focus issues too, and that's very much part of it. That's a big chunk of what I see.
Yeah, well, if I could come in and say here, It seems like, you know, back when we were younger, and I know there probably a year or two between you and I, but when we were younger, we didn't have as many distractions out there. You know, we didn't have the cell phones, we didn't have internet,
right?
And there was so much little going on that it didn't seem like that was a big deal, but there are other issues. What are you finding that kids need the most help with, if you were to narrow it down to one or two?
Oh, that's a big question. Peers, relationship building, just really managing, this anxiety around that. And then, of course, parents, I would say, managing electronic use, finding healthy balances with that. It's here to stay. So, you know, just really learning to manage a balance with that. And then, of course, anxiety around peers and relationships.
Oh, that, you're right. It isn't very easy to nail it down because a lot of things. Yeah, and a lot of them are attributed to the two that you mentioned. Now, you also mentioned too, Sue, just a couple of minutes ago, that you will have families come in together, both the kids and the parents. Is it most common that you'll start out with the young ones, or as you referenced, the kiddos, and then bring in the parents, or does it go the other way? How does it usually work out?
You know, Jeff, it's a mix. It's just based on what's going on with the family. You know, a lot of teens will typically come back by themselves, but I certainly promote and encourage doing some family work, too, because, if, you know, to treat the whole person, I treat the family, too, because they're very much involved with supporting behavioral change or cognitive changes and you know, all the different anxieties I mentioned earlier. So it works both ways, just depending on the kids, the young person's age. Obviously, a 3 or 4-year-old coming in, usually the parent's with them, and we work on parenting skills. But, hey, I've seen them all ages come back by themselves. So, really, what is going on and where that parent fits in that intervention depends how that flow looks. But, typically, I want the families involved, regardless of the age.
Well, it sounds like it's quite a partnership.
Right.
Now, what are some of the benefits? And if somebody listening right now wanted to get an appointment with you or any of those that work with you on matters, how can they do that?
Oh, gosh, where do benefits? What a great question. I could speak to this all day, Jeff. You know, bringing families together just on a global, you know, a big level is the benefit. Bringing them together through improved communication, you know, improved individually, improved coping skills, increased self-esteem, you know, learning boundaries with each other, families and friends, peers, interpersonal relationship boundary setting, increased problem solving. I mean, there's so many benefits. You know, having one thing I was reflecting on this morning before I jumped on was, you know, having that safe place, a consistent, trusting, safe place to just share whatever is so beneficial in developing young adults and developing young people. You know, that research-wise supports that, having that, you know, in addition to your family. But some of our kids don't have maybe the most supportive family. So having that one safe adult that they can go to, and research, you know, indicates that that is so critical for development in stress management, just knowing that you have that one person that believes in you and you can trust and you can share stuff with. So there's just so many benefits. And yeah, bringing families together so they listen to each other and talk to each other differently. And again, stress management. I mean, I could go on, as you can see, forever on that one. There's just so many great things that can come through a therapeutic environment.
Well, I think what you've just proved is that there's truth in the statement of somebody saying, "I got your back."
Right.
All right. Now, folks, with us again, Susan Rhodes, behavioral health specialist at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. So you've shared a good bit of information with us. Now, Sue, are there any events coming up that folks can get more information or find out more?
Absolutely. Let's see. So the office, I'll just, you know, to get an appointment, to find out a little bit more about the behavioral health and therapy here at the pediatric clinic, you can call 802-748-5131. That's the number here at the clinic. Or if you have any questions for me, I definitely welcome that. But there is, on March 24th, I'll have a parent support group at 5:30 to 6:30 for any parent that or their child is a patient here at the pediatric clinic is welcome to attend, doesn't matter what age. And the group is really set up to be a peer-to-peer support with myself acting as a facilitator and support in the background. I just want to bring parents together for snacks and a very informal environment to just share whatever might be a stressor at that time and maybe learn some different things from their fellow peers. So that is Monday to March 24th at 5:30 to 6:30 here at the clinic. So again, if they want to call and inquire more about that, please do. I'm so happy to speak about that.
All right, let me make sure I jotted the number down right here, and I'm sure some of our listeners didn't have the pen. It's 802-748-5131.
Yes.
All right, and the date again is March 24th, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Free to be assumed, yes?
Oh, yes. Snacks, fellowship, and again, there's not a specific topic or education piece that I'm pushing formally, but I just want a safe place, again, like I mentioned earlier, for parents to come and, you know, feel supported and share whatever might be going on and that they want to get support tips, you know, and just general support for.
Susan, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. We look forward to yet another chat again. I'm going to remind folks if they want to get in touch with you, it's 802-748-5131. Yes?
Yes, 748-5131. You got it.
All right, Susan. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate this.
That's our chat for this week with Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Find out more at nvrh.org. We're headed up to news. We'll have a weather forecast update at 20 past and birthdays at half past right here. Magic in the morning.